You've tuned in to 96.7 on your FM dial. This is Hugh Cruzell, and the program is QOL, Quality of Life. Well, as you know, that's a big umbrella idea. Quality of life could be so many different things, and I've got guests today that will talk about, well, improving your quality of life through travel. It broadens your perspectives, it opens your mind to ideas. It may, well, sometimes reinforce your thoughts, like the world is beautiful. That's a great way of looking at things, isn't it? My guests today, Suzanne and Roger Couture. And you are, well, you're here because we've been trying to do this for some time, haven't we, Roger?
Yes, we have. And thank you for the invitation.
Well, it had to happen. Yeah. Suzanne, you too travel extensively.
Yes, with Roger.
With Roger, that's true. And it's important to travel with Roger. But I imagine that the two of you do some of the planning for this together.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the trips, depending on decades that we're talking about.
Because you used to plan trips for students and other, I'm imagining,
yes,
right, through
yes,
your previous
and
work.
And the trips were very different as well.
Outdoor trips, outer, what do we call them? Adventurous trips.
Very adventurous trips.
Yes. Yeah. So, to Chile and places like, I can't remember. There used to be a big display in the Ben Avery complex of trips that people took around the world.
Oh, those are study tours.
Those are okay.
Physical education study tours. And those were organized by Bob Rogers.
That's right.
And Patrick DeMeyer.
Yes.
And they were very, very good at organizing the trips.
I see Patrick, I think, still, right?
Yes.
Walking, he walks by here from time to time.
Yeah. And Bob Rogers with the cane is still very mentally alert and
astute. Good.
His body is not doing as well. But
I have not seen him in years.
Around. Yeah.
But you're both in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
We try to maintain it.
And more recently, you've been working with EF Tours, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And EF, I always thought of as English-French Tours, but that's not what it is. It's education something.
Education First.
Education Tours. First, okay.
Yeah. A gentleman back in the 1960s was, I think he was in Norway or Sweden. Anyways, he wanted to learn English, so decided to fly over to England and stayed there for 6 months and realized that all of a sudden he was able to speak and communicate with people in English. So that got his mind going, and in 1965 he started this company called EF, Education First Tours. Initially it was set to learn other cultures and other languages, and progressively it got to be a little bit more. And again, initially it was mostly for high school students. So then he went to senior elementary, grade 7, grade 8. And then it got bigger to college and university.
And now?
And eventually it went to adults.
Right.
It got to the point of where adults were the accepted population for this EF-type tour, to the point where they thought, well, what if it was a little bit more relaxed? What if we had the hotel accommodations, rather than being on the outskirts of cities, put them into the core of the city? What if we gave them a little bit more free time and maybe added to the meals, making it a higher quality meal? So you'd have a 4-star, maybe a 5-star hotel as opposed to a 3-star hotel. And so that's what they called Go Ahead Tours. So it's a sister company to EF Tours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful. And is that the one you work with mostly?
No. We're still staying at EF Tours.
Okay.
We put an added spin to it, but in essence it's...
Yeah, because yours, you do an ecological side to things. You do, let's go and visit like a botanical garden. Let's go to see a rainforest. Let's go
plant some trees.
Let's go. Oh,
let's learn how to make sugar. Let's learn how to make chocolate.
No, that was your Costa Rica tour.
Yes, last year.
Yes.
In May. So we had several botanists. We had people in the health field. We had people in a whole host of different areas that were able to enrich the experiences that we had while we were going through different ecological areas.
Wow.
Very rich experiences, very educational experiences.
Sam, when you come home, do people go, tell us about it? We want to know more. Can we be on your next one?
It's actually more when we're on the trip that people will say, where's the next trip, right?
So you have a cadre of followers.
Right.
Typically, how many people are on one of your tours?
It varies. For instance, back in 2019, I had helped organize the trip to Peru.
Right.
And from Peru, we were going to, Rio del Diable or something that, in the southern part of Peru. Anyways, the whole trip, we were 35 travelers, eager travelers to go. Everything was going so well till March
2020.
Yeah. So unfortunately, things got delayed, and so we had to postpone it to 2021. Mm. We still had the majority of the group, and then it had to be delayed to 2022. So we lost about 30% of the group. Mm. And then it got delayed to 2023, and then we lost about almost two-thirds of the group. And so by December, we're a very small group, 16 to 20 maximum.
And did you go?
I'm not quite finished.
Oh!
It's coming up.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat here.
Do you remember what happened in December 2023?
In Peru.
2022.
Oh.
22.
Was there a coup?
Yes.
Yes.
So the president.
I don't remember, but yes.
Well,
yes.
The president was put in jail, and the vice president had to take on the reins. And so for that reason, people rebelled, and a number of people, I think 50 or 60 Peruvian people were killed. Having said that, a lot of the tourist attractions were closed. And so it got to the point where it was no longer feasible or safe as per our government, as per...
Oh, yes, of course, external affairs were what we call, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what you need to realize, too, is that EF Tours is very safety-focused.
Oh, yes.
And so they called off.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, can you imagine if you have a tour out there and things go wrong and everybody goes, oh, yeah, I remember EF Tours. Yeah, they're the ones where, you know, the
people... So we had a choice at that time whether just to cancel it outright or whether to switch
to another
where we were going to go. And that's how we wound up with Costa Rica.
So with the 16 people remaining, we discussed it. And I asked them to make five choices. And I will simply put everything together, and then we'll come up with the preferred choice, and Costa Rica became the preferred choice.
Had you been there before?
No.
Oh.
No.
So interesting. Going back? So,
not in the near future,
but you'd like
there are
to.
So many other places in the world to visit.
Oh, isn't that true?
And so that ended up being from, I guess, middle of January till, I guess, middle of March. Managed to get an extra...
Few bodies.
Yeah, 11 people.
Yeah.
So we ended up a group of 27.
Are you both retired now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, except this seems to be very much a
It's almost
avocation.
A full-time job for
you. Well, you have
it's
to.
It's a nice blend of things that
well,
I
would imagine you spend a lot of time with each person who says, I'm interested. And, you know, you don't just say, well, here's the form, fill it out. You say, why would you like? Because I bet you do curate your crowd, as it were, knowing their physical abilities, because I see sometimes on trips people who really shouldn't be traveling.
Yeah, we have some people. For instance, Costa Rica, we had one person with a cane.
No, well, cane's that, a cane. Yeah.
Yeah, the person with the cane was used to walking between 3 and 5 kilometers a day on rugged terrain.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah,
right.
So it worked out very well.
I often use two canes, you know, use the walking sticks.
Yeah, that's a great way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you work your arms and your legs.
Oh, it's not to do that. It's just to make sure I don't fall over.
Well, it also helps.
You talked about meals earlier, and of course you attracted me very much with a 5-star, but we all want to live a little bit better. But I'm sure that the meals in a 3-star hotel, I've stayed in lots, and I'm sure there's even 2-star hotels and 1-star hotels. You know, you have some restaurants nearby, or maybe they provide, maybe it's not a grand meal, but it could be a very substantial, very satisfying meal.
Yes. For instance, the first accommodation that we had when we were in Costa Rica actually was part of Marriott. And if you know Marriott at the company,
yes,
they stand for high quality.
They do.
And it was still deemed a 3-4-star. And that's what we had.
But the it was a breakfast buffet, and it was lovely, and all you can eat.
And breakfast gets you set for the rest of the day.
Totally amazing.
Yes.
And if you take alcohol out of the equation, because, I mean, that's part of the thing when people go to lounges at hotels. I mean, that's what adds to the cost. But if you're willing to maybe have a beer or bottled water or cup of tea, you know, it can be a much more...
less expensive
meal.
Yeah. absolutely. Yeah. The Go Ahead Tour, the sister company to EF Tour, also has the option
package.
Yeah, it has a package of having your purchases include alcohol, mm-hmm. such as wines or beers and stuff like that.
Some of the cruise ships do. You know,
yes.
Yeah, so
yep.
they'll once you take the taxes out, alcohol is actually very inexpensive, but taxes just make it terrible. Mm-hmm. And service, and you know, that's the other thing too. Do you want to have your beds changed every day when if you're in a hotel for 5 days?
Yeah.
Do your trips mostly have motion? I got a sense they did, that you're here for a day, then you're here for 2 days, then you're here for... You're not in one hotel for the duration of your stay.
Correct.
Hmm.
Correct. Again, it depends on the trip. In Costa Rica, we were traveling from the centermost, San Jose, all the way to the Pacific Coast.
Yes.
And so we were staying at the very most 2 nights per hotel going through. And it worked very beautifully.
How many days?
It was 11 days.
11 days.
Yeah.
Suzanne, sometimes we have to wash clothing in these...
I think I washed some clothing.
You know, well, you get a little sweaty, you get a little stinky, yeah. You know, while you're traveling. Well, it's different than home, though, right? You can wear the same shirt sometimes for days. But you do laundry. Was on this trip, was it easy to just use a sink? Or,
it wasn't difficult at all, no.
I think we make it much more difficult in our heads, you know. Do people pack smart?
Well, it depends on the person. Like, I mean, we had people that took quite a bit of luggage, and then we had others that packed quite light.
Mm.
So that made a point of bringing only carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
So
was that what people did?
There were the more seasoned travelers generally pack fairly lightly. It depends on the person.
What's your choice? A backpack, a soft pack, or a clamshell, you know, the hard surface Samsonite or Ramoa type packaging?
I usually bring a backpack and a small carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Air Canada approved sizes.
Yes, exactly.
You know what the dimensions and weight are.
And it's all weighed and measured before I go to make sure that everything is kosher.
Yeah, kosher. Well, I didn't know it had to be kosher, but there we go. but some of the planes, like the one that comes to Sudbury, one of the many different aircraft types that come, is very much a short overhead compartment. I mean, if you have a big piece of wheelie luggage, you're going to have to, turn it in. And suddenly it's not carry-on anymore, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
You have to check it at the front.
Yes. Yeah, that's not...
I prefer to have my luggage with me, and especially all the essentials.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to let it go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got your... Yeah, but sometimes you can put it under your seat or the seat in front of you, but then where do you put your feet? You know?
I'm short, so it
The perks.
There is a benefit. What about these trips like to Costa Rica? There's multiple airlines involved, potentially. There's multiple airports involved. There's documentation. Do you help the people, or is that Roger's job to help them through the process of, have you got everything in order? Have you got your passport? Is it good for now? I mean, going to America and lots of places, your passport needs to be valid for 6 months.
That's critical.
Plus the vaccinations and all the other.
Did we need vaccinations
features?
For Costa Rica?
Yeah, I think we did.
I can't remember now. See, we've traveled so much that we don't even worry about
anything. Because the vaccinations
last a long
time.
But we had to make sure that everybody else was okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there were a few.
But there's a section where we were within 6 kilometers of Nicaragua. We were doing a little bit of a boat cruise. And so just because of the potential for having mosquitoes, then it was highly recommended that you get inoculated.
Which vaccine was it for this?
It was for
yellow
malaria.
Fever? Malaria.
Yeah. Oh. Yellow fever was for when we went to Brazil, I believe.
Usually for Africa, too.
Yeah. We'll tell you a little later on that one.
Okay. Well, there are places you go to that really, it's kind of, you roll the dice. You know, you really want to go. You really want to see the sights. You really want to taste some of the local cuisine. You want to, especially here in Canada in the month of February. I'm not sure when this is being broadcast, folks, but you know, out there in Radio Land, this could be in April or May or June. But, you know, here it is almost February, and damn, it would be nice to see some sunshine and feel the warmth.
Yeah.
When you work with EF Tours, Is there like one point of contact for you who's your go-to person?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It works out well. They change quite frequently.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't forget, I started in 2019.
Ah, right. Over the years.
As a tour leader, but I'm not the tour director once we get to the site. All I do is arrange the group from Canada.
Yes.
And then from that, make sure that everybody has
everything
what is required. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I ensure that they get on the plane.
But
with,
you go.
With them as well.
Yes.
And then, so we go through the trip, and the tour director is there 24
person?
Hours a day, is a local or regional person who knows the country very, very well, is with us all the time. He or she takes us from the airport and has us go through the entire experience and brings us back to the airport. Once we're in the airport, particularly on the plane, then I become responsible for
once again
to come back. We arrive in Toronto, and then we normally arrange, not part of EF Tours, a special shuttle that takes us back to Sudbury.
Let's talk about that. Primarily, your group is Sudbury and Northern Ontario based?
Primarily. Yeah. We have.
That's people. Nice, because you could meet with these people before and after, and I'm sure there's an after party.
Yeah.
Is there?
Or
a gather?
The young people that went on the Costa Rica trip get together every week or two or three.
Wow.
Yeah, and there are about 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
They get together to do things together.
And, so you've changed their lives.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they've made some really good friends.
Yeah, that's very
fantastic.
Good friends. So for the tour, it works out very well because we have people who get to know from Ottawa, from just south of Ottawa. But we have had people coming from California wanting to join. They were Canadians, just California. And then people from Victoria as well. Saskatchewan, Edmonton.
And how do they hear about it? Like, do you advertise?
Word of mouth. No.
Well, you have. You've done... Either you've done a presentation or just a talk at the outdoor, the Naturalist Club, saying, hey, we've got this tour happening if anybody's interested.
Yeah.
But do you go on social media and tell people? No.
Because I need some more wisdom on that, knowing where to contact.
Well, we've put it on Facebook.
Yeah. We did Facebook. We did maybe one podcast. But that's
and we've done
well,
some
here we
talks
are.
At the university.
Yeah. Yes. But here we are. We're on a podcast.
Yep,
this is QOL. It's being broadcast on CKLU.
Absolutely.
But it's broadcast worldwide through Radio Garden. And if you were looking for it, you just rotate the globe and you come to Canada, to Ontario, to Sudbury, to CKLU. You can also listen asynchronously to podcasts. Just Google my name, Hugh Kruzel, K-R-U-Z-E-L, and the word podcast, and you'll find it on, I don't even know, I think it's more than 24 platforms, but certainly on Spotify. Roger, Suzanne, you've been doing this for a long time. I have a feeling that 2019 was not the beginning of your travel experiences.
No, not at all.
But 2019 was your beginning with EF.
With that company.
Wow.
Yes.
Was there anything before that? Had you done...
Well, I had organized my own trips, as I was saying earlier. But these were 25 days and 26 day trips. They were very different.
Because your background is specifically what? You were the dean of professional schools at one time. That's when I knew you. But before that, you taught in the Department of...
Human Kinetics. Yeah, which is now Kinesiology and Health Sciences.
Right. Yeah. But that includes movement and outdoor programs.
Absolutely.
And, I don't if people think of the titles you've given us, I don't think they think necessarily of like, let's go and do some adventures, you know? I don't know.
I was born and raised in, born in Blind River, raised in Elliott Lake, and the outdoors were always something that was just, it was just life.
It was right there.
So every weekend, my father and mother from time to time would be in the bush, and we'd go fishing, we'd go hunting, we'd go hiking, we were there. And so when I discovered after high school that you can actually get a degree that has some sections of that.
That's very
you get
funny.
Get credit for it.
Yeah.
So that's when I jumped
said,
into
they're
it.
They're gonna, yeah.
Yeah.
And it became a lifelong career.
It did. Because I, a little bit while I was doing my undergraduate degree, and then afterwards, I ended up being a teacher, an elementary school teacher, teaching physical and health education. And during my summer months, I was out working for other companies, teaching kayaking, whitewater kayaking, until time to go work again for money, real money. And so when that finished, I went on and did graduate school. And graduate school was in Edmonton in Alberta. And while I was there, it continued on with outdoor adventure activities.
Teaching. And eventually you found yourself back to Sudbury.
Correct.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's, maybe it's an appropriate time. I think you said, oh, we'll talk about Africa later. You went to Africa.
No. There are a number of things that are...
It's on your agenda.
Right now. It's on the agenda.
Yeah.
So for...
The future.
Last year we had Costa Rica. This year in May, in a few months, 91 days, we're going to Iceland. And we will have a group of between 33 and 35 people going. And then with this, it's 8 days. It's very intensive. You get to see many, many things. We're visiting in two places primarily. From Akureyri, which is almost known as the northern capital of Iceland. But the real capital, of course, is Reykjavik. But we will travel to Akureyri, and then from there, we take a bus ride and make our way throughout many different places and visiting very interesting areas. We're going to some fishing villages, mm-hmm. and we go to a particular family that's been doing it all their life to get a feeling for what it is to live out there. We'll be doing some boat rides to do whale watching. It's about 95-96% chance of seeing whales.
Yes, but I get sick on those.
Yes,
it
depends on the waves and times. And then from there, we gradually make our way. As we get closer to Reykjavik, of course, we will talk about lava. We will talk about volcanic eruptions.
Plate tectonics.
Plate tectonics, definitely we will be visiting that. We'll be visiting a place called Gauss Falls, the big waterfalls that Iceland is well renowned for. We'll be learning a lot about geothermal energy and how a whole country is immersed in this concept of geothermal.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is when you buy a house in Iceland, you don't have to pay heating. It's just included in the house. Mm-hmm. You buy a house, you include the heating. So very neat concept. We'll learn a lot about how climate change has affected the area. We're learning about their horses, their specialty Icelandic horses. We'll
robust
be going to visit there.
And Vikings.
As we land, we'll be landing into a little place called Reflivik. And from Reflivik, we then go to the Iceland Viking Museum. And then from there, we'll be going to the whale museum in preparation for being able to identify them afterward. Mm. And then Reykjavik.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so brilliant. What's the date for departure now? You said
May
91
2nd. May
2nd. 91 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, May 2nd will be really nice. The year after, we'll be going to Peru. Hopefully everything will work out.
And then Africa after that.
Either Africa, Egypt, or Jordan, depending on what happens.
The geopolitical, yes.
It's quite messy. For Africa, there will
Africa
be countries.
Africa is vast.
Yes.
37.5 degrees north latitude to 37.5 degrees south latitude. It's massive.
Yeah. So we will be putting some countries to the side and doing more of the safer countries. Ideally, trying to get the...
Not South Africa these days.
Not South Africa. Kenya is also a little bit of a concern because some tourists have been affected. And we don't want to be part of those.
No.
Back to what Suzanne was saying a little while ago. One of the reasons for using EF Tours, Education First Tours, was not only for the fact that they believed in education, but for the fact that they cared for the people to the point where it's very, very, very safe.
Hmm.
Going back to the inception of the concept, it's for students wanting to learn something about another culture, language. And so not only do they make sure that you're safe and you have 6 months to go with your passport when you get back, but also they'll do a background check on every individual going on this trip. Background check on all travelers, the leader, the tour director, and all guides.
Right. Makes
sense.
So
when you leave, you know that
you're not going to have any hiccups. Yes.
You will not have people that are pedophiles, or you'll not have people that are... that steal others or that potentially have done worse things, you will not have that. So it's something drastically different than other countries.
That they don't have aliases and things like
correct.
That.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Criminal backgrounds. My goodness,
yeah.
I hadn't even thought about that.
It's very much in depth. So going back to the idea of Africa, yes, with the many countries, and not all of them are very safe. By being with EF Tours, with the mesh of safety that they have around them, it's quite powerful.
Mm.
Back a little while ago, I was talking about The initial trip to be 2020,
yes,
going to Peru, and yes, then going down to Rio de Lua del Muerte. Anyways, they decided to change that area because we wanted to go into the Amazon jungle, and that's one way of going through by the south end. They changed the venue from the south end to the northernmost tip called Iquitos. And we're talking many hundreds of kilometers away in the Amazon jungle. The reason for that is because there were pickpockets in the southern part. And though nobody from EF Tours had been affected, but they'd heard that other tour companies had had some of their clients affected.
Yeah.
So to be safe, move everything away.
Traveling as a group, though, maybe not like holding hands exactly, but there is a certain degree of, we talked about the safety, but and security and confidence. And because let's face it, many of us get to a country and we're like bewildered. Thank goodness there's somebody like you and the tour director who says, don't worry, I've got it. It's all in control. I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
And if there's a problem, they fix it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So for the sake of the group, it is a sizable group. A while back, Suzanne and I had taken our children and had gone to Ecuador,
yes,
to the Galapagos Islands.
Yes.
And so again, we're a group of 44. I'd never seen such a large group, but they were so well organized that that's what convinced me to try EF Tours.
Is the man who started EF still with us?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's going on 59 years now.
And if he started it as you, he might not be with us. We have to look into that, folks. Yeah. EF, it's kind of a blue with these kind of concentric things on either side of it, their logo. I'm not sure what it all means, but it kind of feels like it's reaching out to the world or resonating with the world. Well, we've come to almost the end of our program today, and I really want to thank Suzanne and Roger Couture for being here today to talk about their adventures and their possibilities for you as a person to go and experience the world and maybe take the anxiety away from, just get to travel, but you don't have to be worried about things. How do people reach out to you if they want to?
They contact me by email or telephone number.
Go ahead, yeah, if you're willing to share.
Email address would be Roger, R-O-G-E-R, C-O-U-T-U-R-E, 01 at gmail.com.
Okay, that's a lot to say in one go. Can you try it one more time? Because people are probably writing it down as you go.
So Roger Couture, C-O-U-T-U-R-E, 01 at gmail.com.
And that's the key place to reach. An email is a good place because you get
absolutely
a record of it, an anchor. I imagine, though, too, if people reached out to EF Tours and said, I live in Sudbury or Northern Ontario, I'm thinking, is there somebody here? Of course, they'd say, you need to talk to Roger and Suzanne.
Correct.
Well, and folks, I'd encourage you to do that. Of course, you can listen to this program anytime asynchronously on podcast, Spotify. Just look for my name, Hugh Cruzell, and the word, well, Q-O-L, letters Q-O-L. And it's there for you anytime you wish. You can also listen on Thursdays at 6 o'clock on CKLU 96.7. This is one of a series of many, many stories that are out there for you discussing quality of life. Thanks again to Roger and Suzanne Couture, my guests today here, well, here in Sudbury. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roger. Bye for now, folks.